They know not what they face while politicians save face. Genius minds laid awake. If I wasn't kicking rhymes, I'd be kicking down doors. Creating social change and defending the poor. The guards always been militant and ready for war. We're gonna snatch up the ringleaders, send them home in their drawers. But first, where's the safe at? Let's make them show us and tell them hurry up, give up the loot that they owe us. We're bringing it back around the way to our peace, cause times are way too deep. We know the code of the streets, meet your defeat. This is my Robin Hood theory. My Robin Hood theory. I floss my rhymes like dentals. My mental's presidential. From the wild ghetto districts to the plush residential. Essential.
Welcome back to Voices from the Front Lines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I'd like to welcome Francisca Porches to the show. She's an organizer with the Strategy Center and the lead organizer of the Clean Air, Clean Lungs, Clean Buses campaign. How you doing, Francisca?
Good, thank you. Hello.
So you've actually, you know, we've had Barbara on the show to really talk about what are the impacts of this fare increase on the transit dependent and bus riders and how folks negotiate their lives. And we had Ryan Schneider to really talk about MTA's budget deficit and what the issue around bus versus rail. So I'd like to actually have you on the show to talk more about the now, given that, and people are armed with information and the actual impacts, what can we do?
Well, right now, I think one of the big, just to step back a little bit, one of the big things that we're trying to do, and I think Barbara touched on it just a little bit, is that in 2003, when MTA raised fares, or proposed to raise fares, and we had, of course, a huge campaign to defeat the fare increase, in which we won 4 out of the 5 votes on the MTA board, which it was a board that was unmovable, and we were actually able to move 4 of the votes. A lot of what people on the bus were saying, because there was a proposal for a monthly bus pass increase and to cut transfers, and a lot of people, example, some elderly were saying, well, my bus pass is not going to go up. So, you know, sort of like the quote-unquote, not to sound cliche, but like the divide and conquer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the things that we're saying, this is a little bit of a different fight, but it could take the same character, is that right now you had mentioned the prices of the bus passes. We have a monthly bus pass going from 52 to 120, and across the board, right? The student pass, the elderly pass, all the passes, right? So we could have an MTA board who now is proposing a really high fare increase, crazy fare increase, and then scaring the public and then coming back and saying, well, we've decided to only raise it by $10. We've decided to only raise it by $5. We've decided to only raise the monthly bus pass, not the student pass. So only the student pass, but not the monthly pass. And so what we're saying on the buses and what we're leading with is not a penny more. So in terms of, you know, the first thing that people say on the bus is like, whoa, $120. I mean, that's like more than double of what they're paying right now. And it's completely outrageous, and they can't even fathom. You know, it's a very scary thing, as Barbara was saying. And so how we're trying to push back on folks is saying, look, this is pretty bad. $120 is pretty bad. It's a big hike, but we need to make sure that we are saying not a penny more. Like, you cannot raise it even by 1 cent, 2 cents, 10 cents, nothing. We do not want a fare increase at all, be it 120, being $80, whatever it is. And so I think that's one of the things that we're trying to lead with, because there is that potential of that happening. And then, and also, of course, saying that nobody's pass should go up. You know, we're talking to a lot of elderly, Korean elderly on the bus, students, disabled, you know, the South LA community, Latinos and Black workers, and so that's really that's who is on the bus. Very multi-generational, from domestic workers to security guards to ex-prisoners to, you know, all kinds of folks. And I think that that's not only saying not a cent more, but also saying we actually want less. We want to pay less. We actually think that we should pay a 50-cent fare. You know, going back to what Ryan was saying, MTA need to figure out how then do we pay 50 cents for our fare. How do we then pay only $42, which was the price before they raised it in 2003? So trying to get people to think beyond, you know, because there are some bus drivers that will say, well, can they just raise it $20 or $30? Even that wouldn't be so bad. It's like, no, let's push back. Let's take back the conversation to how do we defeat the entire fare increase, and then how do we even get it down? How do we get MTA to agree to a three-year agreement with MTA for it to be less, the 50-cent fare and a $42 bus pass?
So then so we need 5 votes on the MTA board. Can you give people a sense of what this board, who's on this board, right? Who are these 13 board members? And who are you, and who does the Bus Riders Union looking at to actually try to leverage, those 5 votes from?
And on the MTA board, there's 13 board members, as you were saying. These folks are not necessarily voted on to be on the MTA board. They get voted on to represent different, they're elected officials. For the most part, they represent different parts of the county. There's 5 county board of supervisors. Like I said, they get appointed to the MTA. There's 5 county board supervisors. There is the Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. So the 5 county board of supervisors are Yvonne Burke, Supervisor Gloria Molina, Don Canabi, Supervisor Antonovich,
Zev Yaroslavsky.
Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky, of course, how could we forget? And then there's Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who then gets to appoint 3 people to the MTA board, and that's Richard Katz, who is the mayor's appointee and businessman from the San Fernando Valley. He was formerly a state assemblyman. There's David Fleming, who's also appointed by the mayor. He is also an attorney from the San Fernando Valley. And there's 3rd appointee of the mayor, which is Councilmember Bernard Parks, and he represents the 8th district. And then we have the League of Cities, which we have Councilwoman Bonnie Lowenthal, and she represents Long Beach. And we have John Fasana, who represents the city of Duarte. I think that's it. And so right now what we're doing is that we're trying to focus. We know that we need at least 5 votes to defeat the MTA board, defeat the fare increase.
And it's a given. Historically, all the League of Cities, those representing the county outside of LA City, has historically voted for every single fare increase, right?
Exactly.
80% of the riders reside in LA City. So we're talking about very few votes already than the 13 votes. So how can you create enough power to leverage the 5 necessary?
Exactly. The 5 specific ones that we're focusing on, one, because most of them are in the city, not all are in the city, and also most of them are folks of color, which we think that because we organize in communities of color and have the most ties to communities of color, and we are the communities of color, then there's a greater chance of actually being able to move them. And this is obviously Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and his 3 appointees, Richard Katz, David Fleming, and Councilmember Parks, as well as outside of that, Supervisor Yvonne Burke, Supervisor Gloria Molina, and also we're talking about Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. And, one of the things for us is going to have to be a lot on a campaign that we've been working for the last 2 months. We felt like we can't wait around. Where things are right now is that the MTA board has said that they are going to have a public hearing in which they're going to, quote-unquote, listen to the public and then go back and then potentially vote the same day. Our demands right now include, so first, starting with a set of demands on the MTA board, one is no fare increase. The second is the public hearing, that we must be notified at least 30 days before the public hearing. By law, they have to give the public 30 days in order for the public to know even what the formal proposal is. And then thirdly, we want the vote to be 2 weeks after, until 2 weeks after the public hearing, not the same day, which was actually MTA's proposal. And we actually want to see I think one of the very big demands is, like, we want to actually have a formal proposal be put out. Usually what has historically happened is that MTA will put out the proposal, will say, okay, this is how much the fares are going to be increased, this is what we're going to do with that money, this is, the process. We want a clear process of what that's going to look like. And those are our main demands on the entire MTA board, and specifically on those five folks that I mentioned. We're telling them to vote no, and it goes beyond the five, right? We also are talking to Councilwoman Bonnie Lowenthal. We want to move board member our Najarian, who represents Glendale. And we are organizing in specific districts. We're organizing inside Supervisor Molina's district in East Los Angeles around the Boyle Heights area, organizing in Supervisor Yvonne Burke's district, organizing in Councilmember Bernard Park's district. And so we are trying to inform the community. Obviously, MTA hasn't fully put out anywhere the fare increase or hasn't necessarily stated the date, but we're trying to go on the offensive. We're trying to go out there and let folks know through our own, the development of the leadership of our own team of folks, our own membership, having a saturation of the city with information, with flyers, both organizing on the weekends and organizing on an everyday basis. This is even to just get the information out. And then secondly, we're also trying to have our own members and also the broader community visit and lobby and call a lot of these folks. Supervisor Molina has received a ton of calls up to this point. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has received a ton of calls. We've heard from their offices. And so that's the second. And the third is also having people actually go on to their offices, talking to their aides, or making actual visits to say how much we don't want this fare increase and how devastating it's going to be for the broader public. And I think also just developing a broader strategy around who is Councilmember Bernard Parks, who can influence, who can move Councilmember Bernard Parks, and approaching the Black community and the Black institutions and establishments and churches and people that can actually move. I mean, it's not a given that any of these people are going to vote no on this fare increase, and none of them have actually stated that they're going to vote no. So we're also trying to then get them to say no, but we also know that that's not necessarily what is going to happen, or there's a great chance of them doing so. And so we're trying to build a campaign on the ground to be able to then have some leverage on these folks.
So, you know, the press release says that the MTA fare hikes is going to destroy any progress of achieving a living wage for the thousands of transit dependent in Los Angeles City, right? Talk a little bit about the importance of transportation and other things as a social wage in terms of how is this going to affect the bus rider at the bottom dollar? And why is the social wage important?
We have a community, the community that's on the bus. Right, like I was describing earlier, is it's a community that's almost 90% people of color, that's 60% women, that is by MTA's own statistics and statements profoundly poor. They make $12,000 to $15,000 a year, and so this is also a lot of the same community. It's a community that also has. Is dealing in fighting gentrification, is also dealing with a lack of health insurance in at their job, is also dealing with massive cuts in education, dealing with also the repression by the police, dealing with a lot. And so we have the workers, for example, the LAX workers who were fighting for a living wage and trying to get even the most basic needs met to provide for their families. So, and then on the other hand, we have an increase in the bus pass by more than 50%. And so then that is in essentially reversing some of the actual gains that the people are making, that some of these folks are making in order to be able to even live a healthy life in this city. And so at the same time, you know, many of the bus drivers on the bus are saying, well, nobody's raising our wages. The rent's going up. Like, what do they expect us to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so we see this as an attack on the poor. We see it as an attack on Black and brown and Asian and white working class communities. And really we see it as taking away any sort of it's people, real attack on people's livelihood.
So,
and really a reversal of even some of the progress that has been attempted to be made.
So, Francisca, in the last 30 seconds, right,
yes.
Tell folks what they can do. When's the next MTA meeting?
The next MTA meeting will be on April 26th. It's going to be a Thursday. It's the fourth Thursday of the month. It's at the MTA board, and that's on Vignes and Cesar Chavez. It's really important that people start coming out. It's really important that people start facing the board members face-to-face. We also are asking folks to call Supervisor Molina. She represents you, Supervisor Yvonne Burke. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is
Thank you
critical.
So much, Francisca, lead organizer with the Clean Air, Clean Lungs, Clean Buses campaign. That ends today's program on Voices from the Front Lines. This is your host, Tammy Bang Liu. I'd like to thank our guest, Barbara La Holland, Ryan Schneider, and Francisca Porches, and our producer, Cynthia Bogsdale, and production assistant, Lisa Adler, engineer, Maggie LaPeak. We had music by Rob Bass, Jorge Ben, Gangstar, and Benny More. I want to also urge people to call the BRU at 213-387-2800, pick up flyers, spread the word, and get on the web, www.busridersunion.org. We'll see you next week on Voices from the Front Lines. Up next is Susie Weissman, and she's going to be taking a look, talking with Chris Phelps from the new SDS, and as well as having a roundtable in the split in the labor movement, and talk about how you can stop foreclosures at your home. Again, beneath the surface. Thanks. I'm out.